Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Carrie.
She's not home right now.
Okay, ma'am, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate and answer a few questions?
What kind of survey?
Oh, it's about some of the topics going on in Ohio right now, such as education, crime, and other things. Is that okay?
All right. If that's all right,
okay, thank you.
That's the kind of stuff you got? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. First of all, and with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. May I ask the year of your birth?
54.
Thank you. Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander,
Black.
Middle East? Black. Thank you.
Yes.
Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
College.
College. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered to vote in Ohio or, like many people, you're not registered?
Don't you even put that last part on me. Of course.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I was hoping you said that. off the record.
Right.
Okay. You know there will be elections in 2023, general elections on several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor, city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote? You already said you will vote.
Let me say this to you. I haven't missed voting, not once in my life. That's when I was able to vote.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Jobs and economy, legalizing marijuana, criminal justice reform, property taxes, city budget and spending, education, racial inequity, transportation, access to abortion, health care, crime and violence, housing. Three of those.
Economy.
Okay.
Racing and property.
What was the last one? I'm sorry.
I think I wrote property.
Property taxes. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
You have a good memory. Better than mine.
look. I would lie, but I'm not going to lie. I actually wrote them down so I wouldn't forget.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're a good writer, too. Quick. Now we'd like you to rate some of your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know who they are or you never heard of them, please indicate so. First
I
one.
Sure will. Mm-hmm.
Nick Bankston.
Don't know him.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Shannon Harden.
I know her.
Okay.
Zero
to 10, any number?
Eight.
Eight. Okay. Thank you so much. Lewis Gill. Lewis as in L-U-I-S Gill.
I don't know him at all. Doesn't ring any bells.
Okay. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
I truly don't know him. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Nancy de Ockard.
I know her. Of her.
Okay. Okay.
Six.
Six, okay. Perfect. Emmanuel Remy.
Okay. Eight.
Okay. Shayla Faber.
Six.
Thank you. Rob Doran.
I don't know him.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council.
Seven and a half. I know I can't do a half.
It's only whole numbers.
I know.
Okay. Adrian Hood.
I don't know her either.
Okay.
But.
Yeah,
can't
go ahead.
Be too bad. So I'll at least give her six.
Six. Okay. No problem. The Fraternal Order of Police.
The highest is a 10. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
The highest number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, 10. Okay.
I'm going to give them an 8.
Okay. No problem. Megan Kilgore.
Don't know that person.
Okay. You know her?
No, I don't know her.
Oh, you don't know her. I'm sorry.
Uh-uh.
What about Farhan Jetty?
Florian Jennings?
Yeah.
Vaguely. I've heard a little bit about her, so I'll at least give her a 7.
7, okay. Next one. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the numbers of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city as a voter. Regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Or two, I would rather elect new people to the City Council so the council could go in a new direction.
The first one.
First one. Thank you so much. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockard or Lewis Gill?
I don't know either one of them specifically, but I'd give it to Nancy.
Nancy? Okay, no problem. If November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? Adrian is the one you gave a 6 to.
Right. I was just hearing this. I thought that's what I – so I would stick to Adrian.
Okay. Who would you vote for?
Adrian.
Adrian? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
I don't know either one of them. I haven't even heard of them yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
But if you had to choose randomly, Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Let me see. Which name do I like? Let's try.
I thought you say you heard of Nick Bankston.
No, I've never heard of him. No.
Okay, no problem. So who would you vote for?
I would give him. I would vote for him.
Okay.
For Nick.
Nick Bankston? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for the city council. rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate. 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for that candidate. First one, Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control and invested tens of millions in youth programming and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. What number you want to give Mr. Remy?
Is the highest one 10?
Yep, 10.
That's the one I give him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city to protect everyone, regardless of their zip code.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just put it this way. Miss Adrian Hood, she has my vote all the way. I'm proud military also.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next. Sometimes in a survey like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you still vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Adrian Hood.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate. 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. Louis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Lewis has been dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Lewis is running for the city council to give voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation.
He's Republican, right? I mean, he's not Republican, is he?
Yes, he is. He's Republican.
I don't know him, but I will give him a 5.
5. Okay, no problem. Next, Nancy Dayocker, community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities.
Is the highest one 10?
It is.
That's what I give her.
Thank you so much. sometimes in a survey like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Bayocker or would you vote for Lewis Gill?
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for the city council. Rate each statement on a zero from the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here we go. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduated of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents.
I give him the highest. The highest is 10, right?
Yep.
That's what I give him.
Okay, thank you so much. Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community.
I give him an 8.
Thank you so much. Next. Just so you know, okay. We are at 70%. Sometimes in a survey, it's a little bit long, but we almost done. Sometimes in a survey like this, people's mind change, and sometimes they don't. If November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
What does Farhan Jetty do?
Yeah, Farhan Jetty is the Somalian guy.
Okay, and the other guy is?
It's the one that graduated from the high school on the east side of Columbus.
Okay, I'll take that guy.
Okay, Nick Bankston. Okay, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate. To make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Or second candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Which candidate will you vote for?
Number two.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read some information about candidates, about actions that Columbus City Council has taken in the last few years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council. 5 means that the feeling is neutral. And 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with positive outlets.
10.
Thank you so much. Next one. The Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income.
10.
Thank you. Next one. The Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence and emergencies.
10.
Thank
you. 10. Is that what you, okay. Okay, I thought I did it wrong. Go ahead.
No, you did it right. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. What number you want to give them?
9.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are almost at 90%. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adult ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, will you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or will you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio?
It's hard for me to say because I've never had a marijuana. So. But I know enough. But I know people that have smoked it because of medical conditions. So on that line, I'm going to vote for it.
Okay. You support the amendment. Thank you so much. As you may know, there will be an issue. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a home commencing in 2023. First due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure or will you vote no to oppose the measure?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I'm married.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Is anything stronger than strong?
No, that's the highest. You always go for the highest. Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
The first one. What was the first one?
Very liberal.
I'll take the first one.
Okay, thank you so much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, no, I voted.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure
out. Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
You just put a nasty taste in my mouth.
Oh.
I'm
so sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to upset you, but I have to read through the options I have.
I know. I'm not upset. I will definitely not vote for that last one. I would vote for
Okay. Joe. Okay. Thank you so much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. Maybe about, you say, for the year or for a month? What did you say?
No, for the whole 2022. From all sources before taxes, your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. Let's just say 70. Yeah, let's 70? Just say 65.
65. Okay, no problem. Okay, then that will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, for every single one of your opinions, and for being such a wonderful person. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You be blessed now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.